What? Go!
Yeah! The show is starting right now. Yeah! You people get in line.
Jump, jump, up and down and all around. Everybody pull us out, get down. Woo!
Yeah! Feeling the beat, out in the street.
Sliding, stepping, tripping on the bumper. Dance so hard every day in the slumber. Magical step feet, fit feast the piper. Jewel the rest, and where did this cat come from? Doing it up in the streets and they call him fat. So many, and it's he that danced the most.
3, 2, 1, go!
Time is nice, let me show you.
Everybody make a shout, get down! I can't catch up until the dawn continues. Close to work time, 10 minutes till 4:30 time. All the flame here, let's go. The gig is up, go. You can't go.
It's your new style!
3, 2, 1, go!
The best in Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scottnik.
Thank you.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría, cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, Macarena.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Showtime from Rhythm Thief and The Emperor's Treasure. Good job there, Scott. Then after that we had James McLeod from F-Zero GX. And then we had True's theme, because every single time she's on here, she always wants a song. It is Macarena from Samba de Amigo. Yes, hello everyone, welcome to the show. Today I have a special guest with me. I've not had this guest on before. When I usually have guests on, it's usually either Gum or Nalbus. But today I wanted to spice things up a bit and bring someone new on. Would you care to introduce yourself?
G'day guys, it's Wongers, owner and creator of Game & Wongers YouTube channel. And yes, Scott is right, usually he has important guests. So we're breaking that trend today.
Exactly, this person, he's not important at all.
Actually, I'm not there with Crush 40. I'm not there with Crush 40. That was a great interview, by the way.
Thank you very much. Speaking of important people, last week I had one of my good friends on, just from school, so at least you're above him.
Oh, okay.
In the importance level. Not personally, I'm afraid, but in general.
I know, I think this is like one of our first times actually talking in person.
Indeed.
So I have quite a way to go before I'm on that level yet, but I'm ready to start right now. We've got an hour, I'm ready to get to work.
Indeed, an hour. In this show we'll be talking about the Nintendo Switch, because that's coming out in under 2 weeks now. Oh my gosh. We're going to be talking about just some general Sega news, and we're going to be talking about what we've been playing recently, because I've been playing a lot of stuff and I have no life, so I'm just playing games all the time at the moment.
Yeah, same here.
But a quick history lesson with Mr. Is it Wongers? Is that how you pronounce it?
That is my screen handle, which is ironic because I'm actually not in a visual medium right now. I'm on radio, so screen handle doesn't really apply, but...
Your audio handle.
My audio handle, yeah. Wongers is what I go by on my YouTube channel.
So, history of Mr. Wongers here. I came across this person a few years ago because he made a video on a convention that I went to. And I was just searching up the convention and see like what videos people made of it. And I saw this guy. And I'm like, oh, this guy's pretty good. And I remember, like, seeing him as I was walking by the show floor sort of thing. And I just followed him from there, and we got talking, and yeah. Now it's our first time actually talking after, like, two years of following each other over Twitter.
Yep. But we've kept in fairly regular contact on Twitter, I think, yeah.
Indeed. But anyways, let's go back to some more music, and then we shall return to talk about some Sega news, because there's quite a bit to talk about today. So coming up next, from Anarchy Reigns, it is Sound the Alarm.
Break the plane, put the lion out. And they inhale so hard, they dying now. Put the fire out, on it's trying now. But it's bigger than just flame, the time is out. And they can't speak the name, they riot out. And they don't look like it's about to be dying down. Now they flying now, but I'm wilding now. And they quick to stop whatever they trying now. The soldiers on their back and crying now. They try to deal with the heat, but they flying now. Try winding down, but it's winding now. All they can do is recognize the sire now. The warriors might as well retire now. And tell the world, let them know, put the siren now. Put the siren now. Tell the world, let them know, put the siren now. Tell the time is out. Tell the world, get it now, put the siren now. And it's sounding loud. You better move when you see that siren now. And that siren now. Yeah, that siren now, baby, that siren now. Started right while I left it. Easy to do when you stay on that next shit. And I'm reckless and they step with so much fear that I can eat it for breakfast. They weapons are so hopeless. I'm on mine with time and leave breakfast.
biscuits and they necklace. Literal, the only way I'm seen is subliminal. Meaning they only see it coming when it ends, and I'm the one that's only the beginnings. And even though it's just a game, I'ma win by any means necessary, man. And I go hard in the pocket. This big boy moves from the second that I clock in. I set aim and I lock in, then I hit the siren and then start rocking. Sound the alarm, put the siren out. Tell the world, let them know, put the siren out. Sound the alarm, till the time is out. Tell the world, get them up, put the siren out. Sound the alarm, let it sound it out. You better move when you see that siren now. Sound the alarm, hit that siren now. Hit that siren now, baby, hit that siren now. Sound it.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Sound the Alarm from Anarchy Reigns, a game I own but I haven't actually played all that much of before. Have you heard of Anarchy Reigns before?
No.
No?
I have a confession to make, yeah. I know quite a bit about Sonic, but in terms of other Sega franchises, I know only what's been told to me in like the Sonic and Sega collection games, like Tennis or Racing or All Stars Transformed. But I'll let's just forget I said that. And I'll just pretend to be interested. Yeah, I've heard of Anarchy Reigns. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. So what it is basically, it's a multiplayer third person action fighting game. It's quite strange. It has Jack Kamen as a playable character from Mad World. He was in a Wii game. Do you remember that one? That was the one where it was all in black and white and red. Yes? No? Possibly?
Oh, yeah. I think so, yeah.
One of the first few games.
I'm not sure if it was actually the game or if that my TV was just on the fritz, but...
Yeah. It was one of the first few games developed by Platinum Games. It was.
Oh, the developers behind Bayonetta 2 or...
Indeed.
And
Wonderful 101 and all that.
And Wonderful 101, yeah.
And Bayonetta's also in the game as well as a DLC character, which is pretty cool as well. But I need to get more into that because, it's a Sega game and this is Radio Sega and I should know stuff about Sega games, I guess. Then after that, we had
Well, not necessarily, but...
True. After that, we had Don't Say It from JXJ, which was a Jun Sonoi album with... this other woman, which I assume her name begins with J, as the album is called JXJ. Then after that, we had BioRex, another song from F-Zero GX. Now, did you know that F-Zero GX for the GameCube was developed by Sega?
I have actually heard that, yeah. I didn't know it was true, though.
I wanted to seem smart and amaze you. But anyway...
Well, we've still got... time.
Exactly.
Nice, still young.
I'll amaze you.
Or the morning is still young.
Exactly. So let's go into some Sega news.
Let's.
There's a bit of Sega news, not amazing stuff, but still stuff to talk about. The first bit of information is Sega have soft launched a new mobile game titled Crazy Taxi Gazillionaire. Have you ever played a Crazy Taxi title before?
Yes, I think I have in a Sega Mega Drive collection, I think. Sega Genesis collection.
Possibly not, because Crazy Taxi was never for the Mega Drive / Genesis.
Well, it was in one of the Sega collections I had, I think.
Yeah, it was originally for the Dreamcast.
Ago, yeah.
And it was also been on PlayStation 2.
And I have seen it being played quite a bit. I'm sorry, my knowledge... Never mind. As you were saying. Dr. Skotnik, as you were saying.
So yes, Crazy Taxi Gazillionaire is a management type iPhone Android game, similar to I'd assume Simpsons Tapped Out and all those sort of games where you play stuff and you manage it.
So a bit of a tycoon game.
A little bit, from what I'm guessing. I haven't actually put that much research into that, but I assume it's sort of like you tap, you buy, you do. Stuff like that. It doesn't really interest me, but I'll give it a shot if it ever comes out. But at the moment, it's only available for people who are living in the Philippines for Android. So
really, that is a very, very niche launch.
Indeed. So they're probably just seeing how it works, the general consensus from people over there before they change it and give it for a wider release. Or just forget about it and never release it anywhere else. We'll have to wait and see.
Given the size of the market,
But there's another game that Sega have launched globally this past week, and that is called War Pirates. It's available for Android and iOS, and it is free to play. And it is created by, I'm going to butcher this name, Masayoshi Kikuchi.
Masayoshi Kikuchi-san.
Yes, that was much better. Who created Jet Set Radio and Yakuza.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. I haven't seen anything on the game. Don't know if it looks good or bad. But War Pirates also features a real-time PvP battle mode, which looks pretty interesting according to Sega Bits. So I'll take their word for that.
Yep, I will too.
Now, this is the big piece of news that's got me excited. At SXSW 2017, there will be a Gotta Go Fast panel to showcase Sonic Mania and Sonic Project 2017. At this event, they'll have Takashi Iizuka. I can't say his name properly, I apologize. I'm a massive Sonic fan, but I still can't say his name. Mike Pollock from the voice of Dr. Eggman, of course.
From Aaron all Webber. Sonic games, like...
Aaron Webber. Yeah, Aaron Webber. The meme of the Sonic the Hedgehog Twitter and Facebook accounts.
The meme-ager, yeah.
And Roger Craig Smith, the most recent Sonic the Hedgehog. But I'm quite looking forward to seeing what they have in store, because we've only had one trailer for both games. And it's been...
Yeah, that is true, and... I think we'll get onto this later, but I noticed that when the Nintendo Switch presentation was aired, they uploaded a trailer for Sonic Mania, but they just reused the trailer they had from the previous reveal. So we've only had one trailer from each game. But
actually, this is how sad I am. There are two shots in the Nintendo trailer for Sonic Mania that were different from the first one. They were from the same zones.
I remember that.
Different parts in the zone. And I was like, am I the only person who's noticed this? Am I the only sad person? But then I found out there are other sad people just like me who notice this stuff.
I will be very sad if this event, which is on March 16th, I think, I'll be very sad if this event doesn't produce anything substantial. I mean, if there's a release date or some new screenshots or a new character or a new trailer, I'll be pretty happy. But if there's all that build-up, and the detail revealed is only small, like it's an action-adventure game, which we had a few days ago, I'll be sad. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Sega to do that, but let's hope that the reveal is actually something that Indeed. We can talk about.
We can definitely expect to see the release date for Sonic Mania, which at the moment, it is rumored to be coming out in April, because Amazon apparently have changed the release date from May, and they brought it back into April. This could just be another placeholder release time, or it could they might have accidentally put the official one up, but who knows, we'll have to wait and see. I look forward to seeing what other stages they brought over from other Sonic games, because something that is a little bit disappointing for me is that over half the stages in Sonic Mania will be stages from previous Sonic games. They do remix them up a bit. Like, it starts off similar, but then it goes off in its own crazy new direction. But it would have been good to be the majority just new original stages instead of using the same assets as before. But how do you feel on that?
Oh, well, I'm pretty excited about getting these classic stages reimagined. But for me, the highlight will obviously be the new content, the completely fresh levels that have been designed. Because, I mean, yes, these Sonic levels will always have a special place in my heart, especially, but I'd like to see where these new creators, these new developers take this, take these new levels. We want a fresh, new take on a classic Sonic gaming formula.
And with Sonic Project 2017, what is your prediction of the final name? Just out of the blue. Just, haha, get it out of the blue. Half because he's blue. Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm so funny. If you were to have a random guess, what would you name the game?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, the tagline, Join the Resistance, makes me think Sonic Resistance, but the whole plot of the trailer that... Or the whole plot that I derive from the trailer in my own head and sort of my own whacked-out imaginations is that it's sort of like the plot line to X-Men Days of Future Past. So, like, the previous... Oh, except it's like the inverse.
I see what you mean, yeah.
The past Sonic is coming to the future to help the present Sonic or the future Sonic fight off Eggman, who has conquered the world. So for that reason, one of the names I had in mind was actually Sonic Days of Future Past, but obviously they can't do that. But yeah, that's all I really have in the way of actual names. I don't know where they're going to go with this one, though. I mean, usually Sonic games have the word Sonic and then followed by just a single word, at least recently, like Sonic Colors, Generations, Heroes. I don't really know where they're going to go with this one. I mean, Sonic Resistance would be the most obvious one, but maybe that's too obvious even for Sega. Not sure.
Indeed, Green Viper 8 says in the chat, so something not creative then for the name. Possible. Yeah, but I did like your Days of Future Past idea. That was actually really good.
Yeah.
In some other Sega news, rare Yakuza titles have got reprinted. I believe I said this on the last week's show, but I've already said it now, so I'll say it again. Yakuza 1, 2, 3, and 4 have been reprinted, which is pretty cool. Yakuza 1 and 2 being on the PlayStation 2. These games go on eBay for a lot of money at the moment, over between $100 to $150. But if you live in the US, you can get them for $50. Unfortunately, PlayStation 2...
Or if you just have a lot of disposable income.
Exactly. Unless you have disposable income, then you can get the original versions, which the boxes will probably be all trashed up. But up to you, I suppose. And in the final piece of Sega news for today, a Sega Lego project on the Lego Ideas website. Let me just tell you what Lego Ideas is. Basically, it's people come up with Lego ideas, hence the title. They put it on the website, and if they manage to get 10,000 supporters, Lego will consider actually creating this as a product for people to buy. So someone had come up with the idea of a Sega Arcade Lego set, which included a miniature arcade Lego of Space Harrier, Thunderblade, and Outrun. And it just happened to get 10,000 supporters the other day. So Lego is currently in the review phase of seeing if we can get this brought to stores. If it is brought to stores, I'm definitely going to get this because it's Sega and it's Lego, and I'm good for that. Last year, or 2 years ago, we had Doctor Who Lego come from the Lego Ideas page. So it's really, really cool to get something that the people want and not just, oh, let's make a Lego thing. I don't know where I was going there, but something.
Well, I don't think it's such an outrageous idea. I mean, we've just had Sonic the Hedgehog in Lego Dimensions, so if they, maybe Sega and Lego will continue that partnership into physical toys, and if it's Outrun, then, or Space Harrier, then that's pretty awesome, I think.
Indeed. We'll just have to wait and see what comes of it. It'll be a shame if it gets...
If it makes it past the review phase, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll have to wait and see. But that's it for the news. Have you got any interesting news to talk about in general?
Anything nothing that comes to mind specifically related to Sega. Just the only news for me personally is that I've just picked up the PlayStation VR a few weeks ago, and I've been thinking recently about the possibility of a Sonic game being played in VR.
That would, that would hurt my brain.
That would probably hurt my brain too, because you'll be simulating Mark Speeds in VR, and now that I think about it, it's probably dangerous, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of people...
Yeah, but probably shouldn't go near that, yeah.
But anyways, let's go back into some music, and then we shall return to talk about what we've been playing over the past few weeks and so. So coming up next, from Bayonetta 2, it is Tomorrow Is Mine.
Let go of the Game Talk.
Hello everyone and welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Tomorrow Is Mine from Bayonetta 2. Then after that we had nothing. That was the only song we had. Welcome to Game Talk, where we talk about games, surprisingly. Wow.
Yep. And what no deceptions. It is just talking about games.
Exactly. And what we've been playing recently. So everyone in the chat, be sure to tell me what you've been playing over the past week. If you like it, if you dislike it. Yeah, just your overall impressions. So this past week, I have been playing a lot of Yakuza 0 for the third week. Can't talk properly tonight. For the third week, and I finally managed to finish it, and it was absolutely brilliant. I was expecting to quite like it because of all the great stuff I've heard about it, but I was not expecting the story to be that engaging, that just it was just I'm can't even talk.
There are no words.
Exactly.
There are just no words to describe it. Although, I'm not really familiar with that series. Could you just tell me a bit about what form does that game take in its gameplay?
So the gameplay is, a lot of people call it a Japanese GTA, which I think is the wrong way of talking about it. It is open world, but you can't like drive cars and like hit people on the streets and stuff like that. It's basically so open world and point to point, sort of like what mission you've got next sort of thing. It's the tone of it is wheely like, my gosh, Scott, can you learn to talk, please?
Ironic, because you can't drive cars, but anyway, as you were saying.
Yeah. Thanks for saving me on that one.
Oh man, I'm embarrassing myself here tonight.
The game can go from really serious, which is basically the main story of the game, is a really serious, really engaging, really interesting plot about the Yakuza and other subplots that go on that really get you into it. And there are some really, really good twists and turns throughout the story, which actually surprise you and make you go, wow, and stuff like that. But then you've got the side missions, which are the most silliest, most amazing, most beautiful side quests ever. There's one side quest where you have to help a Michael Jackson impersonator moonwalk through the street without getting beaten up. There is a side mission about being a movie producer, because the movie producer was off sick, so you have to replace him, and they give you movie terms and you have to try to figure out what they mean by that, which is actually pretty good for a media student, because there was actually some words in there I was like, I don't actually know what this means.
But now I do. Probably some words in there that you do know what they meant.
Indeed, but there was stuff that I didn't know. I'm like, ah, I know that.
Yeah,
I can do that for you.
I know that, yeah.
Then you got some really weird ones on trying to convince a girl not to sell her panties to the public, because it is bad for you.
Well, there are several arguments I could come up with that, but I won't divulge them here on this is going to wear after all.
I'll
go over it with you later.
Oh, I look forward to it. So Yakuza 0 is very, very good. And it's extra good because if you've never played a Yakuza game, Yakuza 0 is a prequel to the whole series. So you don't have to play a single Yakuza game and you can get into it and you don't have to know anything about the other games, which I think is really good, and which is why this is my first Yakuza game as well. And the best thing is the next Yakuza game to come out in Europe, America and Australia is a game called Yakuza Kiwami, which is a remake of the first game. So we've got a prequel and then the first game coming out, which works out really well.
So there has never been a better time to be a Yakuza fan.
Exactly. Not the real life Yakuza.
Yeah, not to be a Yakuza, but to be a Yakuza fan.
Exactly. So I've been playing
Maybe that's a game that I will end up checking out.
It's available for people in Australia, which is basically just you and me.
You can pick it up
at Target for about $59, which is cheap in Australian gaming standards.
That is quite cheap.
In American standards, that's a normal price for a game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here, games range from about $80 to $110. I remember Resident Evil 7 is at EB Games in Australia for $110, which is a bit ridiculous, I think.
Hmm. No, games here, I think, are often priced higher than what they're actually worth, but it just means you have to shop around and find the store that has the cheaper price and then get some other store to beat it for you.
Indeed. But today, I also started playing Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, because Breath of the Wild is coming out in 2 weeks, and I needed to play this game because I have it, and it was just sitting there. And I never actually owned it for the Wii.
Yeah. No, I've had a similar experience. I've been playing Legend of Zelda Wind Waker a lot recently, and I haven't finished it quite yet, but there was a point where I was tossing up between Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, and for me, I'm just a sucker for the cartoony visuals of Nintendo games, especially in HD, so it had to be Wind Waker for me.
Yeah, yet
it is still really difficult.
It is. I had to play through the whole game of a walkthrough, because I just didn't know where to go.
Yeah, I have to do that too.
I'm like, what island am I supposed to go to next? I didn't understand.
I did that too. Like, I've got to look up a walkthrough to get the map, to get the Triforce Shard, to get the key, to get into the door, to get to the dungeon. I was like, oh my goodness, how is anyone supposed to figure this out without a guide?
That was actually my first Zelda game I finished, and that was only last year for the Wii U.
Oh well, I've got to finish it now too before Breath of the Wild.
So I'm about 8 hours into Twilight Princess. I'm not sure how many hours the game is. I'm seeing a lot of different times. 50 hours.
No. I don't think so.
I hope not.
I'm just messing with you.
That will take me a long time then.
Yeah. Well, if it's anything like Wind Waker, it may take you 50 hours.
Without a guide. True. I will be using a guide. I like to sort of rush through games. I like to do a few side missions, but I like to focus on the story, because if I do too many side missions, I sort of lose track on what happened during the story.
Yeah.
For Yakuza 0, which is really good, every two chapters in Yakuza 0, you change characters because there are two different plots going on, and they intertwine later on in the game really, really well. And it made me go, oh my god, this is so cool. But every single time,
storytelling.
Every single time they switch characters, they do a previously on this man's story, and it sort of goes over what has happened in the past few chapters for him, which is really good. But because I played it all in such a short amount of time, I'm like, yeah, I know this stuff. Yep, get on with it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was only short, like 40 seconds sort of stuff. It didn't drag on.
Hmm.
So, yes, what have you been playing recently? I've heard you've been playing some PlayStation VR.
Yep. I have decided to get on the PlayStation VR bandwagon and give it a shot. So I've had maybe 3 weeks until I go back to school, back to uni. So I've been collecting a lot of VR games. I've been playing Drive Club, PlayStation VR Worlds, Eve Gunjack, Battlezone, Batman Arkham VR. And they're all quite small games, but each of them is really compelling in its own way, especially because how they use the virtual reality technology. Like, for Gunjack is a stationary turret shooter, but what's really clever about it is that the turret is controlled by the movements of your head. So you move your head around, and that controls the aiming reticule. So if you want to aim up, you've got to actually look up, and it's a tried and true game type, but it's been reinvented with the VR technology. And of course, VR also allows for some really compelling story moments, like in VR Worlds, the London Heist, where you have to partake in a bank robbery in London. And you're threatened and interrogated. Yeah, and tortured by, well, not tortured, but, you know, intimidated by thugs. And the first time you play it, it is quite intimidating. You think, oh no, this guy is going to actually shoot me, or he's going to hurt me. And, you know, even on repeated playthroughs, it still maintains that, you know, sense of danger, sense of immersion. So far, I'm very impressed with the PlayStation VR. Very impressed.
Personally, I think it's a bit overpriced, especially in Australia. And it was also, it's a massive other box you got to put on top of an already quite big PlayStation 4, isn't it?
The processor box itself is actually quite small, but there is a lot of, there are a lot of cables and there is a lot of mucking around with the setup, and it's not the most practical gaming platform. I mean, it's not really an impulse sort of thing, but and I do agree it is quite overpriced because there are all these accessories you have to buy to get the full experience, and then of course in Australia the games were overpriced to begin with, so you do end up spending quite a bit of money. But I think it's, well, I won't say it's worth it, but I will say that what you're paying for is definitely unlike anything you've tried before on a gaming console, a home console anyway. And I think that's what makes it very special. So I can't really say it's worth it yet, but I will say that, yeah, you're paying for something truly special and truly different.
Indeed. We're going to head back into some music because we're running out of time and we still have quite a bit to talk about. So... coming up next is a little request from Green Viper 8. It is Tap de Papaya. Enjoy.
Let's tap.
Hello everyone, that was rather quick, wasn't it? What we just had there was Tap de Papaya from Let's Tap. Have you heard of Let's Tap before?
I have, but I. So what the song says to tap what?
Tap de Papaya.
Okay, okay, never mind. I have heard of it, but I haven't played it.
It's a very strange game. Basically, what you do is for
it
the
sounds
Wii.
Very strange.
It was created by Yuji Naka, the creator of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, okay.
Where you put your Wiimote on a book or on a box or whatever, and you tap the box. You don't touch the Wiimote at all. You tap the box, left, right, left, right, left, right, to run. You tap it with both hands twice to jump. And it's really interesting to see how that works, because It was one of the first few Wii games to show off the motion controls and all that, and it's quite interesting to see how sensitive the Wiimote is to be able to get these little taps in.
Well, maybe it's something that they can remake for the Switch to take advantage of its even more sensitive technology.
Exactly. Imagine
see
that.
What I did there? It was a nice segue. Yeah.
A Let's Tap with the HD Rumble. That would be... I'm sure Green Viper 8 would love that in the chat. so yeah, Nintendo Switch comes out in 1 week, 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks. Are you excited?
I am very excited, yes. Are you?
I am fairly excited. So before we go into it, let's rewind a bit back to October before we knew it was the Nintendo Switch, when it was still the NX. What was you expecting to come from the Nintendo NX?
Well, I couldn't really say. I mean, I didn't really know. I mean, we had sort of seen the... We were fairly used to the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One type console, you know, a very high-powered HD gaming console that was just a home console. So I wasn't really expecting anything more than that, just something like a more powerful version of the Wii U, but I was very surprised to see that the Switch is actually a fusion, you know, handheld and home console hybrid. I was not expecting that at all, and I props to Nintendo for taking something old and making it new and in a very innovative way too.
And then rewinding, fast forwarding I should say, into January, what were your opinions on the Nintendo Switch event?
Well, the Nintendo Switch event, well, I remember watching it, and I watched it on a plane because I didn't have internet, I was away at the time. But what did I think of the event? Well, I was very impressed with what I saw. There was a lot of game trailers and a lot of explanation about the hardware. I was fairly impressed with what I saw. Not blown away, but fairly impressed.
Yeah, pretty much the same here. I wasn't amazed. I was a lot of stuff I was expecting. Slightly disappointed in some instances. I can see why a lot of people were not happy with it at all, because there's a lot of rather niche stuff that was shown. But I'm looking forward to it because I'm just a massive Nintendo fanboy.
Oh yeah, same here. I'm a massive Nintendo fanboy. But for me, the punch of this unveiling was really delivered with the first reveal trailer. You know, the one with the song, ha 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 ha, yeah. That one really had the most impact for me.
Exactly. I think that had the most impact for most people as well. It showed off what it is really well. Unlike the Wii U, when that was first shown off, they just referred to the new controller. They made no explanation that it was a new console at all.
The marketing, on this on the Switch has been far better than it was for the Wii U. Even now, as we near the launch, like in Australia, I'm seeing, you know, billboards for the Nintendo Switch in the city areas. Like when the Wii U came out, we had no advertisements, no mention of it whatsoever in any advertising. So they've definitely done the marketing side a lot better this time around.
And what are your opinions on the whole Nintendo Switch release lineup? Are you a bit disappointed that the day one launch is very, very tiny, or are you fine with just Zelda and Bomberman and stuff like that for a while?
Well, I have to say I am a little bit disappointed. Disappointed is a bit of a negative word. I'm just sort of unfazed by it. I mean, I am not a huge Zelda fan, but I am interested in getting Breath of the Wild. But there aren't really enough games for the Switch coming at launch that would make me want to get it on launch day. I was quite interested in 1-2 Switch, which looks like a very fun game and a very innovative game as well, using the technology in new ways. But then I saw the Nintendo Treehouse video for 1-2 Switch, and I saw it being played. And I don't want to be harsh, but when you play it, you can kind of look like an idiot. I mean, if you're by yourself. And
I believe that's the point for it.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like it. I still like it. I'm not saying I dislike it. Just that I feel as though the novelty of that game will wear off quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And again, in Australia, games are quite overpriced. So we're looking at, I think it's, I can't remember exactly, but I think the price is still maybe $89 for 1-2 Switch.
And thankfully, I feel like for a game, it's not here. It's only $60 here, which is still quite a lot.
I think that's still quite a lot for what is essentially a Wii Sports type game. So it'll be fun while it lasts, but it won't last very long. And
exactly.
I feel like, for me personally,
buy it. With EB Games, you have a 2-week trade back sort of thing. Play it for a bit and then just give it back. Get a refund.
Yeah. Also, I really like how on some of the 1-2 Switch trailers, some of the people who in the comment section have written, this game implies that you have to have friends, or like, disclaimer, friends sold separately. So I find that quite funny. Yeah, because you do need another person to play this. So,
indeed.
I mean, there are people to ask, but you've got to have someone who's willing to look like an idiot milking a cow with you. So
That's the one I'm most looking forward to playing.
Yeah, not looking like an idiot in a bad way, just looking silly, and you know, some people can do that, and good on them. But for me, like, I would just be, I don't know, I don't even know how to react to it. Too embarrassed. Yeah, just sitting there like pretending to milk a cow in the middle of the room. Like, if my folks walked in, you know, they'd probably send me off to an asylum or something. I don't know. But that's only because they know nothing about gaming. But
so, have you pre-ordered a Nintendo Switch, or are you gonna wait it out a bit?
I have been very tempted to pre-order a Nintendo Switch. I haven't. I will probably wait until the next shipment of the Neon Red and Blue, which I think is in April. That's about the same time that Mario Kart 8 Deluxe comes out. So I will probably wait for that. But I think I definitely will be pre-ordering, or not pre-ordering, but at least buying a Nintendo Switch at some point this year, so I can enjoy Sonic Mania and Project Sonic 2017 on the go.
Hey, Sonic titles. I was...
Hey, bringing it back to a Sega-related discussion, yeah.
I was thinking about pre-ordering it. I was like, you know what, I think I'll wait it out a bit. And then I just pre-ordered it.
Yeah, and then you did. Yeah, see, I came close to doing that. But also, I think it's more of a personal reason for me. I mean, the Switch comes out in just under 2 weeks, and I'll be back at law school then, and studying all day, every day, and not having any fun. So I won't really have time for gaming or the Switch at that time. But maybe come another month, maybe I will have time. But definitely before Sonic games come out for it.
Indeed. And because of the fact that I did decide to give in and pre-order, I've decided to go full in with it, and I'm going to attempt to be the first person in line at my store for it.
Oh, you'll have to be there really early in the morning. The people here are surprisingly dedicated to Nintendo when it comes to products like the NES Mini or maybe even the Switch.
Indeed, we'll have to wait and see. Or either I'll just be the only one there at like 6 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock, looking like a complete idiot as employees make their way to work. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, you can just pretend to be playing 1-2 Switch out on the sidewalk then.
Exactly. Look even more like an idiot. So, is there any games, to quickly finish this off, any games you're really looking forward to coming to the Switch? Hello, are you still there? Hello? Is he dead? I think he might
have... The N17 arc.
Oh. Your internet just...
battled too much?
Just died there.
Okay, well, anyway, as I was saying, yeah, Mario Odyssey...
And he goes again.
What I'm looking forward to?
You cut out there again. Do you want to give it one last go?
Yeah, I can Mario...
No.
Mario games.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. Sorry.
You cut out again.
I'm popping in and out of existence here, you know.
Do you want to give it one last attempt?
Okay, Mario Odyssey, Sonic Mania, Project 2017.
There we go. Beautiful.
Yep.
I'm really looking forward to Sonic, not Sonic, Mario Odyssey looks absolutely amazing. I can't wait for that. I love open world Mario games, especially Sunshine, which a lot of people aren't particularly fond of, but I love it. I'm also looking forward to playing more Splatoon 2, because I did play a bit of the first Splatoon title, but I didn't play all that much. So I'm looking forward to try to get into it a bit more.
Yeah, I got a lot of out of the first Splatoon. Splatoon 2, you know, I am sort of looking forward to it. If it's more of the same, though, then maybe... It's sort of not as high on my priority list. Definitely a game I still want to get, but maybe something that sort of I prioritize below the new Sonic games or Mario Odyssey. But definitely those. And I guess to add to my list just quickly, Breath of the Wild too, because that is apparently Nintendo's largest game undertaking.
I'm very much excited to play that game, but I'm also sort of a bit cautious as well, because all the temples, all the shrines as they call it, they all look very samey if you have a look at the footage, and they look quite bland. So hopefully, in the actual game, they have a bit more variety, but we're going to have to wait and see. Only 2 weeks to go. But unfortunately, that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you very much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. Thank you very much for inviting me to embarrass myself in front of a global audience.
You're welcome. Is there any final words you would like to say?
If you've enjoyed hearing my buttery voice, you can find me on YouTube at Game and Wongers or on Twitter and Facebook at Game and Wongers. I do Let's Play videos and just any sort of discussion videos, a lot like this one, about platforming franchises and especially Nintendo. So if you're into any of that, feel free to check me out on YouTube.
And would you ever like to return again for some more bants on the airwaves?
Oh, mate, these bants have been sick. Like, I would love to return for more sick bants. I'm sorry, I'm too old to talk like that. But no, I'd love to return again. If you're happy to have me and put up with me, I am very happy to be here.
Indeed. I hope everyone else in the chat enjoyed you as well. If not, then just never come back again.
Yeah, if not, it's okay. I'm not actually part of that chat right now, so I can't see it. So feel free to say whatever you want about me. But I hope you guys, I legitimately do hope that you guys have enjoyed having me on the show.
Indeedies. So we shall end off the show tonight with a song from Jet Set Radio Future. It is the Scrappy, the Latch Brothers remix. Thank you very much for tuning in, everyone, and I shall see you all next week. Well, not see you, hear you.
Yeah, well, it's radio.
You'll hear me, I won't hear you. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Oh,